This is actually really important, because we're going to put a question out to you all. How often is it that you actually get to experience the feeling of abundance? Yeah.
Do you want an answer?
That was an answer, by the way. The big sigh from all corners. You want abundance, and you pray for abundance, and you manifest abundance. But the actual state of feeling abundant isn't as common as you would like. You might get some money and you think, I'm abundant, and then it's gone. You think, am I not abundant now? Right? You might have a great experience with your friends and you feel, oh, I have all the abundance of love around me, and then they go off to their life and maybe you're home alone feeling a little lonely. Right? So, this example of all these thousands and thousands and thousands of beads is a continued state of abundance. Because, from our estimation, no matter how fast you can make a necklace, you're going to have some beads left over for a while. Is this true?
Forever. They are going to be abundant.
There you go. That's what we're getting at. So the state of being able to say, forever, I'm abundant in this area of my life, how common is that amongst you, the rest of you? Yeah. No, right? That's why this is so fun. What does that feel like?
It's just fabulous. It's just fun. It's just joyful. It's just something to look forward to. It's just there all the time. I just love it.
And for you, Marilyn?
I haven't spent that much time reveling in it yet. I'm aware that there are lots and lots of beads there. I'm also aware of projects that I would like to do to share it with other people. But just finding a place right now to put them all, because I have a little grandson coming tomorrow.
Oh.
Give me a challenge. Mm-hmm. But it is abundance with a capital A.
Have you released yourself into kind of, what do they say, pinch me, see if I wake up? Are you still in that, maybe a little, well, you've had some interesting things going on. You've been a little busy, so maybe.
I've been a little busy.
Yeah. But we get the sense, maybe it's because you've been a little busy, or maybe it's because you haven't quite been able to just drop into the idea of, oh my God, this is abundance. This is really what it feels like. You know, it's not like you're saving every newspaper that ever came to your house because you can't let go of something kind of abundance, right? This is something you love that you have in mass quantity by choice. This doesn't even take up a whole lot of room. Good one to pick. What we're getting at is that this example, which we suspect all of you can kind of match energy with, is a good one because we believe that you all could use a training course in what it feels like to be abundant so that you can actually attract more abundance in your life. We think abundance is a nebulous, maybe I don't deserve it, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I haven't gotten that good energetically yet, concept that have a lot of doubt around it for you all. Kind of like that don't pass go, don't collect $200. Like you're going around the Monopoly board and you think, okay, I'm doing pretty good, I'm going to get there, and then you hit that one and you go back to the beginning and you think, oh well, I'm never quite going to get there. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe there's a pitfall. Right? It's that thing about work we talked about earlier.
It's the level of what you think is abundant.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, is this enough to be abundant, or is that, should it be more than that to be abundant? Or?
And we suspect it's a little bit, this has been our experience, is that you all can feel abundant momentarily or for a short period of time, but the thing that you're experiencing abundance around, as it dwindles away in whatever fashion it tends to dwindle away, you lose attention or lose attraction to that feeling. As if abundance is a fleeting emotion, not a state of being. Does that seem true to you?
Yeah.
So we're looking to help you learn how to be in an abundant state of being. That'll be coming up. That'll be what we're going to work with. No, because it's not just a, being in an abundant state of being.
Okay.
Right? So you go, okay, and then you call yo, that abundant state of being thing. Can we have a little more information about that? Like, we told you, but you just wanted it all in one night, no problem. An abundant state of being. Write that down.
I got it right here.